the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Spotify might be planning to launch a subscription podcast service. It appears to be surveying customers to gauge interest in the idea. Others that have tried this include Luminary, Stitcher, and Wondery. We reported that Wondery was up for sale at the end of September. Bloomberg report that both Apple and Sony have held talks. Spotify, though, apparently isn't interested. The asking price is between $300 and $400 million. The Audio Production Awards have just announced this year's nominations. The UK Awards got the highest number of entries in their history. We link to them today. And we link to an exclusive. Podfest China had its third annual conference. We have a full report from the day, including developments in podcasting within China. Spotify, Twitter, YouTube and Facebook have all pulled an episode of the Podbean-hosted Steve Bannon's War Room podcast after Bannon called for the beheading of Dr. Anthony Fauci and FBI Director Christopher Wray. The episode in question is still available via Apple Podcasts and the Podcast Index. The California Privacy Rights Act passed last week. The CPRA has some tightening of rules, especially around retargeting of consumers based on their behaviour online, which some podcast companies use for attribution. The EFF felt it didn't go far enough. Meanwhile, Apple have set a deadline of December the 8th for app privacy data sheets. You need to identify all of the data you or your third-party partners collect, say Apple. For podcast apps, that could be interesting. Vocal, VOKAL.co, lets you create cool podcast video snippets for social media, so they say. Podcast Addict has added a random pick button, which returns a random list of podcasts. Entercom's podcasting business, including Radio.com and Cadence 13, claims a 27% increase in downloads year-on-year in their latest earnings call. ESPN is to lay off 300 employees and let 200 open positions go unfilled. Trouble for Triton Digital. Their MRC accreditation for its webcast metrics local service was revoked in August, according to the MRC's quarterly update. Accreditation is suspended for the main webcast metrics service. No reason was given. They're both used to compare streaming radio and not podcasting. Triton are seeking to regain accreditation for their main webcast metrics service. Anyway, their revenue grew by 14% last quarter, according to EW Scripps' quarterly earnings call. The company also owns Omni Studio. It's a Monday, so here's another teaspoon of tech stuff. The Podcast Index has unveiled the Podcast Value Tag. It allows micropayments using cryptocurrency through the Lightning Network. Podcasters can opt in to being rewarded every minute someone listens. And there's value for the podcast app and platform as well. There's more detail in the Podcasting 2.0 podcast, which we link to today. Open source Android podcast app AntennaPod now has Podcast Index's search built in, as does Podcast Addict. Podbay is one of the apps supporting podcast chapters. We also link today to a C# wrapper for the Podcast Index API. No idea what that means. And Blueberry has highlighted its full support of the Podcast Index. And in podcast news, powerful stories with Tori Archbold has joined Nova Entertainment's podcast network. The show steps into the shoes of powerful women and discovers how they earned their success. Christmas Podding is back for a third season. See what they've done there. From Brisbane in Australia, it tackles the fun, awkward and honest side of Christmas. And 13 Hours Inside the Nova Scotia Massacre is launched today from Curious Cast and Global News, a 13-episode series. It looks to piece together exactly what happened and what could have been done to prevent it. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.